I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. U.S. troops in Afghanistan and their NATO allies have had their sights set on Kandahar for months now. The idea is to defeat the Taliban on their home turf. Well, today a NATO helicopter attack killed 20 insurgents. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne has been pushing into areas that the Taliban once controlled. That's meant moving troops through territory booby-trapped by the rebels. Reporter Ben Gilbert is embedded with the 101st Airborne.
What's called the Heart of Darkness in Zari District, west of Kandahar City, has long been a thorn in the side of the U.S.-led international coalition here. Taliban insurgents held much of the area for the last 9 years, and U.S. troops who ventured there were attacked regularly, sometimes stuck in firefights for hours. When troops from the 101st Airborne pushed into Zari earlier this month as part of the Kandahar campaign, they figured the area would be heavily mined. So instead of risking their own vehicles or bodies, they decided to use bulldozers and bombs to remove the threat.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fire in the hole.
Damn!
Over and over. And over. Army engineers attached to the 1st Battalion, 75th Cavalry Regiment, used sticks of C4 explosive to blow up farm buildings, houses, and in at least one case, a school. U.S. troops say all were abandoned or used as Taliban fighting positions. The Army shot rockets with ropes of explosives attached, called Miklicks, to clear paths through the fields. Engineers followed with bulldozers. First Sergeant Larry Breland of Chaos Company is a 17-year veteran of the Army with 2 tours in Iraq under his belt. He says he's never seen so many explosives used as when Company Commander Mike Gold was moving his men during the operation.
This company has fired in one day, definitely in the $10,000 range for one Miklick. Fired 16 of them. Captain Gold's, when he clears a road, he clears a road. It's clear.
Journalists were prevented from entering the areas at the beginning of the operation. The cavalry squadron here said they didn't want images of houses being blown up or bulldozed in the news, even though the Army says it's only taken down buildings that were uninhabited, used by the Taliban, or presented a clear ambush danger to U.S. troops. Captain Ryan Court blew up a compound he and his platoon used as a patrol base. He said it was abandoned.
We had kind of evidence that it was possibly an enemy fighting position. We also had a lot of stuff we just couldn't take with us. And we just had to bury that in the remnants of the building. We also fortified it, so I wanted to make sure it wasn't going to be used against us or the government again.
Does it worry you that destroying some of these places could be counterproductive toward the counterinsurgency strategy?
Yes, possibly it could be, but I think the key point is that we try and make amends, even if we do have to go in and destroy this building. Well, we've never kicked out any families. We've never taken over any building that has had furniture in it or sign of occupancy.
When Court says making amends, he means that soldiers have been promising compensation to the owners of damaged or destroyed property. The U.S. military issues them claims cards. Captain Court says he didn't issue one for the compound he blew because no one came to him in the week that his platoon was staying there. But bulldozers clearing a path from that base to another compound drew the anger of local villagers. The machines moved straight through farmers' newly plowed fields. A frail, weathered Afghan farmer with a white beard named Haji Jalal stood among a group of Afghans and watched the American soldiers walk by. They bulldozed some of our compounds, said Haji Jalal. They bulldozed the trees, which are blocking the canal. Now we can't get water to the orchard, he said. We need the water for our fields. If the Americans want to help us, get the trees out of our canals. U.S. troops say they knocked down the trees and walls next to canals because Taliban fighters used them as cover to move through the area. The Afghans may be angry, but Captain Court says the destruction is in some ways a positive thing. He says Afghans will now be forced to get in contact with their local government, which is the overall goal of the operation.
Now, the key thing is they've got to go to the district center to make a case for this. So, in the end, it's a win because the Afghan government is giving them compensation. It's not the U.S. per se, it's the Afghan government and the district governor signing off on this compensation.
But in Zari, the district governor's office is tiny, understaffed, and with the reputation of the Afghan government these days, not exactly the most trusted institution. To mitigate all that, Americans are providing a lot of oversight.
Do you have any ownership papers for your house? Any tax documents or a letter from the juror members or village elders?
Today at the Zari District Center, U.S. Army Major Todd Clark asked an Afghan farmer named Faizullah to prove his ownership of a house and some trees the farmer says were destroyed by an American bulldozer last week. The line for claims at the Zari District Center is pretty long these days, and the claims process complicated. There are few property deeds in this region, so Afghans need to get verification of ownership from neighbors or village elders. This opens the door to corruption or to taking a cut of the compensation. Faizullah got about $1,300 in cash for his destroyed property. He said later he was satisfied with the payment. U.S. troops here hope this process won't last much longer. They're now in the final phase of the clearing operation in Zari. Now, they say, comes the much harder part, trying to protect the locals from the Taliban and win them over to the side of the Afghan government. They hope the destruction they've caused, pushing the Taliban out, won't make that job more difficult. For the World, I'm Ben Gilbert with the 2nd Brigade of the 101st Airborne in Zari District, Afghanistan.